Global anti-Semitism is on the rise, especially among youth, according to the Anti-Defamation League. That's why the Peltz Center for Jewish Life in Mequon is taking action. The C-Teen Lounge is an entertainment space with after-school games and activities for students. Rabbi Moshe Rappaport says it's also a place where Jewish teens can empower one another. WUWM's Eddie Morales asked him to talk about the inspiration for the center and how it addresses concerns about anti-Semitism.
The Teen Center itself, the idea of the C-Teen Group is an international organization, and we're one of many chapters working with teenagers, specifically in public schools, to bring them a value and enjoyable understanding of the Jewish identity. And what happens is in the world today, there's so much distractions to teens, social media, you know, trying to keep up with the other kids. This is a place where basically put everything aside. There's no comparing here. There's no trying to be better than somebody else or trying to fit in. It's just be yourself, know who you are, your tradition. We all have this common, you know, tradition going way back. And this is a place to celebrate and be yourself. So it's almost like a safe space. And with rising anti-Semitism, what happens is a lot of times we could hear three or four people or just a small amount of people making noise. And that can get someone very intimidated. And we don't realize that the vast majority of people are regular, nice, good people. And when you have a chance to sit down and look at the world and reflect, you suddenly realize, you know what? Let's not get overwhelmed. Let's be proud of who we are. Let's focus on the positive, because the reality is one loud, angry voice could disrupt a lot. And you realize there's a lot of good people out there.
So what role does education play in the center's mission to combat anti-Semitism and to help spread this message of promoting inclusion?
So number one is I always share with them, you see how it feels to be picked on. It's a good thing to realize and to keep in mind when you're in the lunchroom, when you're in the classroom, and there's someone else that's different. Remember, treat them with respect. Everybody has some differences. And just because they look different or they're different cultures or some other different background, we shouldn't minimize at all our values and sensitivity to who they are. One of the things that they get a lot coming here is a feeling of, who am I as a Jew? What does it mean to be Jewish? The traditions and the values, that's something we have here pretty strongly.
Are there any plans to involve non-Jewish teens in any sort of cultural programs? Maybe something here at the center to help build understanding? Is that part of this process?
Yes, we do a lot. We actually do every month, we do a lunch at Homestead, and it's both for Jewish and non-Jewish students. And we get they do two lunches, lunch A and lunch B, and we have approximately probably 30, 40 students per lunch. That means every time we get about 65 or so, or 70 students altogether. I would say it's like 60% Jewish, 40% not Jewish. And the questions and discussions is extremely helpful. I'm doing this for like 15 years, these lunches. Till today, I keep in touch with students who aren't Jewish, that we built a friendship and respect and appreciation. And there are students that come that are from Jordan or Muslims. And it's just a chance to just be students. One of the things I try and explain to them that a lot of people today who have issues with Jewish people or with other minorities, it comes from ignorance. It comes from not knowing. They see us do things differently. We eat different types of food. We dress differently. We keep different customs. And sometimes it's an ignorance of not knowing that suddenly goes, why do you guys do that differently? And sometimes it expresses itself and it, you know, it manifests itself in a form of anti-Semitism. But really, it's a place of ignorance. And a lot of people that I found, especially among students who had issues with Jewish students or issues with Jewish people, when they learned, they changed completely. And I'll give you one example. A number of years ago, we had a kid call up our synagogue and leave a very nasty message about the Holocaust. And the police, of course, very easily traced the call. And we had the boy with his parents come down here and meet with us. And he had no idea what the Holocaust was. He had no idea what he was saying. It was like challenge. Somebody said, I bet you wouldn't call the synagogue. He had a chance to learn. And he came here and he was actually crying and apologized when he started learning and what he understood what he actually said. And it was a very healthy start for him to have respect, and not just respect, but some empathy for what the Holocaust was. So a lot of times, the anti-Semitic expression comes from ignorance, and I think that's a big factor today.